Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Desperately sad bit of news just in on the wires to us. An 11-year-old Irish girl has died after falling from a hotel balcony in Mallorca. The Guardia Civil confirmed to RTE News that she fell from the balcony early this morning. She was killed instantly and they are treating her death as an accident. The girl was staying with her family at the Club Mac Hotel in Alcudia in Mallorca, and the family were due to return to Ireland today. The Department of Foreign Affairs is aware of this case and they say they are providing consular assistance. Whatever thoughts, whatever emotional support you have to offer to that poor family now, just, it's beyond comprehension, something like that, isn't it? Concerns are being raised about the possible psychological dangers from the misuse of nitrous oxide, commonly referred to as laughing gas. The issue seems to be a particular problem in Dublin, and our reporter Maura Fay has been looking into the matter. Maura, for those who are unfamiliar with it, what is nitrous oxide and how are people misusing it?
So nitrous oxide is a gas primarily used in the catering industry for things like whipping cream, making whipped cream more stable, making foams and infusing flavours into liquids. It's not a controlled substance under the Drugs Act, but it is illegal to knowingly sell nitrous oxide for human consumption. However, it appears that you can buy it quite easily online from various websites for around 25 euro a canister.
What is this doing to people? I know that you've been talking to a psychologist who has published research on this and raised their concerns.
Yes, I spoke to Dr. Shireen Raj, who's a consultant psychologist based in Connolly Hospital and the Phoenix Care Centre in Dublin 7. He told me that he's seen a steady increase in the number of young adult males presenting over the past 5 years, presenting with serious mental health problems as a result of nitrous oxide use. He thinks that usage has increased since the pandemic. I started by asking him how nitrous oxide affects the human body.
Changes your brain activities. And what I mean by that, it has it modifies the dopamine receptors, which is known as your happy hormone or your reward hormone. And as a result of by inhaling nitrous oxide and the effect towards the dopamine receptors and other receptors, it increases a person's likelihood to develop personality changes, mood symptoms, anxiety symptoms, altered thinking pattern, impaired decision-making skill, judgment, and psychosis. And in terms of the serious neurological complication, there's been significant research published over the last 2 to 3 years describing that by inhaling nitrous oxide, it impacts your metabolism of vitamin B12 in our body. And as a result of this imbalance vitamin B12, it affects the nerves in the spinal cord and the brains.
You know, talking about the side effects there, you recently published a research paper about a particular patient who had serious side effects from nitrous oxide. Can you tell me about that case?
Yes. So I published the case report in a medical journal where my colleagues and I described a young individual who presented to a general hospital setting in the Republic of Ireland. The patient presented with distress, agitated behavior, and psychosis. The patient described auditory hallucinations where he heard voices speaking directly to the person, commenting on their behavior, saying negative remarks, in addition to paranoid delusions where the patient believed the guards were after the patient and their family, resulting into strange behavior, bizarre behavior. Thankfully, following a brief admission to the psychiatric unit and with antipsychotic medication, along with a full MDT approach, the patient was successfully stabilized. And following stabilization, the patient provided an account where the patient reported having lack of understanding and insight towards the implication and adverse effect of using nitrous oxide. The patient also reported using nitrous oxide with the view to feel relaxation or feel euphoria. And it was quite interesting that the patient reported that it was just one click away over the internet to purchase nitrous oxide delivered to your doorstep. And the patient also added that if you buy it in a bulk, you get it for a cheaper price. And you could get it in various size. So if you walk around the city of Dublin, you could see all these small canisters on the ground. And you can get it to a medium to a larger size as well.
That is absolutely terrifying. Went looking for euphoria, ended up with hallucinations, delusions, personality changes, anxiety, psychosis. As Shireen says there, Maura, you know, you would have to be pretty unobservant to not have noticed the number of these canisters littered around, particularly Dublin city at the moment, suggesting that this use is widespread.
Yes, I went to meet independent councillor Francis Timmins, who brought me to a location in Clondalkin in South Dublin. He showed me an area that he'd recently tidied up and cleared of rubbish and nitrous oxide canisters.
Well, a few weeks ago here, I work on Saturdays with Clondalkin Tidy Towns, and I cleared this area and we took out about 8 bags of rubbish in general. But the issue of gas canisters is becoming bigger and bigger problem. And they're quite heavy, so you can't just put them into an ordinary bag and carry them around. So in this area here today, as you can see, there's about 14 bottles of gas canisters. So obviously there's been people here using gas. The important thing to say is this is the akin to back what we had in the 80s, like gas, lighter fuel, Tipex. This seems to be the buzz now. So the point being that this is a very, very serious, the same as Tipex, the same as the gas that was used in the past. This is really dangerous. It is not illegal, so people can get it. It's accessible. We have children as young as 10, 11 using this. And then in this area here, we've seen adults. So we've seen like over 18s, probably up into the 30s, sitting here having a few drinks and using gas. And really dangerous. I mean, absolutely a lethal cocktail for obviously a buzz of some sort, but as I said, that quick buzz could be their last buzz because it's really serious. It's a really serious issue, and it's an issue that has to be addressed by legislation.
So, Maura, not, as you say, illegal to sell for human consumption. It is rather illegal to sell for human consumption, but not yet a controlled substance. Are there changes to the law on the way?
Well, that's the question I put to Minister Colin Burke. He's the minister with responsibility for public health, wellbeing and the National Drug Strategy. He said that laws are already in place that under Section 3 of the Criminal Justice Psychoactive Substances Act 2010, it's illegal to sell nitrous oxide for human use. He says that the European Drugs Agency and the HSE are looking into the matter. I put it to him that existing legislation was difficult to implement because it is possible to legally sell these canisters online.
Well, this is the reason why, you know, if you have demarcation on canisters as regards where their source of manufacture is, and then identifying when they're supplied to the catering industry to track it down to where the catering industry was delivered to, then that's the reason, that's the area that we need to work on. We certainly need to identify how is it becoming available, and especially how is it becoming available to young people. And I certainly think there needs to be, the Gardaí are very much involved in this, but it is a case of if it's a situation that there is an inadequate identification on the containers, then maybe we need to be proactive in relation to look at legislation in that area. But I understand that legislation is already in place.
Anecdotally, I've heard that because this is a very cheap substance to buy, it seems to be being used by very young teenagers in some cases. Is it the case that you think that there maybe should be more targeted education efforts by the HSE?
Yeah, I think, you know, we need to be very proactive in this thing. But one of the issues that can arise as well is that the groups that are getting access to this, sometimes it is difficult to get a message out to them. And I suppose it's like, you know, it's like anything when young people, you know, see a challenge and they've seen the benefits, you know, that other people kind of use it as a recreational drug, then they're attracted into it. And I think, you know, it is a colourless gas that some say is slightly sweet smelling and tasting. You know, it seems to be attractive as regards young people taking on the challenge, but unfortunately that challenge can lead to serious consequences, and I think we need to get that message out there. And the question is, how do we do that, especially to the people who appear to be getting it, you know, on the, obviously on the black market? How do we control that black market, and what do we need to do? And I think the whole idea of identification of where canisters are coming from, and then backtrack it so that we can identify the source thing, is one of the major issues that we need to start challenging.
Colm Burke, the junior minister with responsibility for public health, wellbeing and the national drugs strategy, talking to our reporter Maura Fay there.